If your vibe is the earlier the better, Lowe's early Black Friday deals are a no-brainer. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members get free delivery, haul-away, basic installation, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 11/4. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. LG member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Is it possible that you met Virginia Roberts, dined with her, danced with her in Tramp, had sex with her on another date?
No.
Do you remember meeting her at all?
No.
Do you know you didn't meet her? Or do you just not remember meeting her?
No, I have. I don't know if I've met her. But no, I have no recollection of meeting her.
Because she was very specific. She described the dance that you had together in Tramp. She described meeting you. She was a 17-year-old girl meeting a senior member of the royal family.
Never happened.
She provided a photo of the two of you together.
Yes.
Your arm was around her waist.
Yes.
You've seen the photo.
I've seen the photograph.
How do you explain that?
I can't. Because I have absolutely no memory of that photograph ever being taken.
Do you recognise yourself in the photo?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty difficult not to recognise yourself.
But it's possible that it was you with your arm around her waist.
That's me, but whether that's my hand or whether that's the position, I have simply no recollection of a photograph ever being taken.
And that was the then Prince Andrew speaking to Emily Maitlis in the now infamous Newsnight interview almost 6 years ago. And last night, as the BBC's Question Time was being recorded, this happened.
I'm stopping the recording because we have a breaking story which we should respond to. That's why I stopped you, Matt, okay. So forgive me. So, Prince Andrew. The King has initiated a process, so we're going to discuss this. Prince Andrew will no longer be Prince Andrew. He will be Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. He will surrender the lease to his home and he will find alternative private accommodation.
So now he is just Andrew. And last night, the brother of the late Virginia Giuffre was on BBC Newsnight and had this to say.
She'd be so proud. He's just Andrew. He's no longer a prince. And she is celebrating from the heavens right now, saying, I did it. This normal girl from a normal family has taken down a prince. We are so proud of her. Her survivors are proud of her. Her sisters. This is a moment that is unprecedented in history. Period. That's it.
She took down a prince, stripped of his royal titles, evicted from his accommodation, now just Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. Enda Brady, international TV news anchor with TRT World, is on the line now to talk about the fallout from this move that's been 6 years in the making. Enda, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Good to speak to you again.
How significant is this move?
It's huge. It's absolutely huge. And look, for an organisation or an institution like the royal family in the UK that moves normally at the speed and the pace of a glacier, this is happening lightningly fast. I mean, Charles has moved at breakneck pace to get rid of his brother. It's brutal. 109 words of a statement. It is cold to the bone, absolutely chilling. But make no mistake, I think William is driving all of this. And I think he's very, very determined that the situation is dealt with now, as opposed to what the late Queen Elizabeth II allowed to linger and fester and basically be Charles's inheritance.
Andrew was the Queen's favourite. Did she effectively protect him?
I think she massively did. Where did he get the £12 million to give Virginia Giuffre? Because this guy has achieved absolutely nothing in his life by himself. Where did the money come from? I think the Queen absolutely protected him. He has made no secret of the fact that he has always been the favourite son. I think there's always been jealousy and not a great relationship with Charles. The Queen, make no mistake, she did protect him. And now the rest of them are dealing with the consequences and the fallout. This should have been dealt with in 2011 when that photograph first appeared of him with his arms around a teenage girl who was alleging she'd been sex trafficked.
Now, what was the tipping point in the last couple of weeks? We know that the book written and published posthumously by Geoffrey came out. What was in that that really said to the prince and the king, enough is enough?
I think it was her account of how she had been treated by these men who the Geoffrey family referred to as monsters. There, when you ask for one tipping point, I think the key news story in the last 2 weeks has been the Times newspaper getting hold of the rental agreement on Royal Lodge in Windsor and the UK public discovering that when everyone else is getting up in the morning, going out working, paying bills, paying mortgages and scraping by to the end of the month, you've got Andrew paying a peppercorn rent, brackets, if demanded. So he's lived rent free his entire adult life. Royal Lodge, he paid nothing. And then the previous place he was in Sunning Hill, his mother, it turns out, was picking up the tab. So you've got a guy in his mid-60s who has not paid rent or a mortgage in his whole entire life. And I think that sickened people, on top of the Geoffrey book, all the other allegations and recent cases where people have been accused of spying for China. And what have they all got in common? Spying for China against UK British interests. They were all introduced to the UK by Andrew.
Now, the royal family is often being accused of being out of touch. You know, it's not really in tune with the popular mood. It would seem that on this particular issue, bearing in mind what you heard there when Newsnight even referred to Prince Andrew, there was laughter, and then when he's losing his title and his accommodation, there's applause. On this particular issue, the royal family is very much in touch with the way the people think.
I think that's because the future of the UK royal family, such as it is being driven by William. And he's much younger. He is one of the smarter members of the Windsor clan. And I say that, make your own inferences about how smart these people are. I think William is very much aware of social media, the public. He talks to people. He is very aware of news coverage. He listens to radio. He watches TV. He's not someone who's like his dad, who was much happier around plants and bees and birds and nature. William's in tune with what's going on. And I think William sees his father going through cancer treatment, a frail old man pushing 80, and this Andrew festering, awful situation. But I actually think there's possibly more still to come, because what struck me in the last 2 weeks, Pat, is just what else do they know that the public haven't got hold of yet?
And that's a question I was pondering myself. I mean, are they likely to have been told stuff by MI5 or by American insiders? Listen, there's lots more to come and you've got to do something now.
What makes me suspicious, Pat, is Andrew Lowney, the biographer who you mentioned earlier on, who wrote this book called Entitled, all about Andrew and his ex-wife who he was living with up until last night, Sarah Ferguson. Lowney repeatedly is saying that there is much worse to come, and it's on the financial side of things. So I think what will happen now is journalists will go back into all the trips when he was the UK's trade envoy, spent an awful lot of time in strange countries, Turkmenistan, Kazakhstan, various different Gulf states, a friendship with Colonel Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Gaddafi. So, yeah, just a very, very, I think there's chapters still to be written in this.
Now, looking at the way the newspapers in Britain are covering this, and there's no doubt it is the story in all the newspapers. The Times, kind of soberly, Andrew stripped of his prince title and home. The Express, which would be on the right, King removes style, titles and honours from brother. Then you start getting a little bit more dramatic, I suppose, with The Telegraph, still on the right, Andrew no longer prince. And then the tabloids, The Mirror, meet Mr. Windsor, finally. And then there's some subheadlines talking about what exactly the king has done. The Sun, royal cast out in disgrace, but the main headline, the Andrew, formerly known as Prince, the star, the Royal, formerly known as Prince, he's out of the Lodge too, and the son has booted from Lodge. So he's not exactly going to be homeless, Ender.
Oh, no, absolutely not. So he moves into yet another luxury property where he will pay nothing. Apparently, Charles is sorting this out. So the issue I think he will have in Sandringham is it's a really bleak place in the absolute middle of nowhere. There is nothing to do in Sandringham. I've spent many a day and night around that place, and I can tell you it is depressing. So if that's his future, God help him. If you were to give me all Ireland titles for Wexford for the next 50 years, Pat, I wouldn't want to spend a week living in Sandringham.
So he's in a kind of a social Siberia.
Yeah, that's a very good way of putting it. There's nothing there to stimulate him. I would be curious to see how long he lasts. Yes, he's got yet another palatial property over his head for free. But I just think in terms of what he's interested in, it ain't going to be happening at Sandringham.
Now, the fallout doesn't quite extend to his daughters, who remain, in spite of everything, they'll be allowed to use the term princesses, because it turns out the dukedom of York is still extant, although inactive, that's how they put it. So they remain princesses. Sarah Ferguson, the missus, they are divorced. She has reverted now, in the absence of the Duchess of York title, she has reverted to her family name. So she is now, once again, Sarah Ferguson. And it appears, although she will have permission to live in Sandringham with him, that is not her intent.
Yes, so she will now finally, 29 years after they got divorced. I mean, this is ridiculous, Pat. 29 years after they got divorced, she will now make her own living arrangements. And I think the UK public will say, about time. I mean, she's the ultimate hanger-on. I think he was her meal ticket. And they were all in this together. I mean, you mentioned earlier on, what was the tipping point? We're running out of space and time and headlines. Harvey Weinstein was invited to their daughter's 18th birthday. Think about that for a moment. Jeffrey Epstein was there. Ghislaine Maxwell. What have they all got in common? I mean, it is just extraordinary.
And it seems that Epstein actually stayed in the lodge, the Royal Lodge, even after a warrant had been issued for his arrest. Now, the thing about Sarah Ferguson and Andrew Windsor Mountbatten is that they could avoid each other. The lodge is so enormous that although they were nominally living together and they were under the same roof, they might never meet.
Yeah, it's a huge property, and I think that was probably why they stuck together, because he could be in one wing and she could be in the other wing, and they never the twain would meet. Now it seems if they really are going their separate ways, look, she's got money, she's got access to money, the daughters have married well, there's plenty of cash still in that family, but I do think this is not the end. I think we're reaching the beginning of the end for the House of York, and I think what you will see, I reckon, give it 12 months, Andrew won't be living on UK soil. Mark my words, he'll be up a mountain somewhere in Switzerland.
Now, the contention by Virginia Giuffre's brother that he should be behind bars, I mean, is it ever likely to come to that there would be charges pressed that could put him behind bars, although he might, as you say, have found a safe haven by then?
Well, he hasn't given any inclination of speaking to the FBI or sitting down with the Metropolitan Police. A young woman alleged she was sexually abused in London, in New York and in the Caribbean. And one of the key people of interest to any police investigation would have been Andrew, who was at the heart of these allegations and spending so much time with Epstein. And he has not in any way cooperated with the police, not even a no comment interview. It's beyond bad.
Obviously, being a member of the royal family and carrying all those titles afforded him a certain immunity. You know, the police forces would not dare to move unless they had cast iron evidence against him. The fact that he's been stripped of that royal title protection, is it really going to change the way the police forces will work?
I think if you speak to people who've worked inside the Metropolitan Police and had any time around Andrew, he's not in any way popular. I think the mother was protecting him. That protection is clearly gone. And to all intents and purposes, he is now a commoner. He is a member of the British public. And, you know, the police are supposed to police without fear or favour. Let's see if they do now, finally.
Hmm. It's also said in the statement, finally ended, that there was no pushback from Andrew when the king decided to initiate these moves to remove the title prince from him and to eject him from the Royal Lodge. So does he recognise that the game is up?
No, I think there was no pushback from Andrew, because I think the inferred threat from William was, if you don't comply, we will also take the titles away from little Beatrice and little Eugenie.
My goodness, what a drama it has turned out to be, far more dramatic than anything we saw in The Crown on telly.
Let's see if they make a new series. Meghan might be able to play herself.
All right. Enda Brady, International TV News Anchor with TRT World. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.